I really and truly believe that I'm ready to go this morning. I've been up and I've been down. But I believe He's been right with me all the time. I desire your prayers, and I'll not take too much time, but I have a desire this morning to feel His Spirit, and I have a desire to tell you about this man called Jesus. And I'm glad and I'm thankful this morning that, that Brother Lonnie sung the song that if I could but just touch the hem of His garment. I'm glad I got a hold of that hem of that garment. Yeah, I'm glad when I cried out and I said, Lord, have mercy on this poor boy. I'm glad that He heard my cry, came in, took up His abode in me, and He's been right there ever since. Oh, listen, I'm glad that when I heard about this man called Jesus, the Bible says there was no beauty about Him that we might desire Him. But there come a time in this little boy's life when I desired Him more than anything in this world. And when I got down on my knees, Brother Junior, I began to cry mightily unto Him. Yeah, do you have to cry? I believe you got to come the same way. They just one way from this world to the glory land. And that's through and by this man called Jesus. If you try to get up some other way, the Bible says you're the same as a thief and a robber. I'm glad and I'm thankful that God saved my soul. I'm glad that when I heard about Him from just a small boy on the web, and when I got up to an age and I went away from home, not I'm not talking about the home Dad gave me, but when I went away and I spoiled, I spent all that I had, you know what I'm talking about. I'm glad when I heard that voice. What voice are you talking about? I'm talking about that small, still voice that come to me in the air of midnight. David, David, what have you done? Lord, it's me. That's all I can say. Yea, Lord, it's me. Listen, the Bible tells me that when this man, a little Zacchaeus, heard about Jesus coming his way, but he had a desire too. He wanted to see this man, not for anybody else, but he wanted to see him for himself. And the Bible says that in the world, he was a big man, but in nature he was just a small man, small in stature. And he heard about what? He heard about Jesus coming his way. He had a desire. Yeah, you have to do something. You got Brother Junior. When you get that inside, the Bible says that when he come that way, that he wanted to see him so bad. But there's a great press of people. Listen, folks, God knows exactly where you're at. Listen, you may be back there on the back row. You may be up here. God knows exactly where you're at in your heart. Soul, mind, and strength. And listen, when he come by, the Bible says that this little man called Zacchaeus, what did he do? Brother Johnny, you got to do something. You got to step out and go and seek. And listen, the Bible says when you draw nigh unto God, He'll draw nigh unto you. Some say that's just for the Christian people. If I'd have never prayed, Brother Johnny, that first prayer, listen, you got to do something. And when he came, the Bible says, little Zacchaeus climbed up a sycamore tree. And when Jesus come his way, Jesus didn't have to ask nobody. Oh, but listen, knew exactly where he's at.
What he needed.
He knew where this little boy was too. When I went out on my knees on Leatherwood Creek, listen, he knew exactly where I was at. He knew exactly what that little boy stood in need of. And listen, when he come by, He stopped for just a minute and he looked up. Oh, Zacchaeus. Well, folks, you got to get in a hurry now. Make haste and come down. What for? I want to go home with you. Folks, Jesus wants to go home with you today. I've got to abide at your house. And listen, folks, when he comes in and he abides with you, you brothers get you a song now. When he comes in and takes up his abode in you, he's with you. Not for just a little while. Yeah, Brother Lonnie. He said, we have doubts along the way. Yeah, I know I was dead, lost, dying, going to hell, brothers. And I knew I had to do something about it.
Yes, sir.
And I knew when he come in. Listen, folks, I jumped all over that house. I was so happy. I cried and I jumped and I shouted and I slapped my hands. Yeah, listen. And then this little doubt come along my way and I said, Lord, did that really happen? It just seemed like something just shoved me right back down on the floor and said, now don't you doubt me. Now don't you doubt me. Yes, I don't doubt God, folks. I doubt myself. I doubt myself. I doubt Dave Nichols. But listen, I said, now you probably heard me talk about it before, but I was so happy. And why do you cry when you're happy? It's a happy cry. Tears of joy because you were lost, dying, ruined, and going to hell. And God saved your soul. Folks, we got something to shout about. My wife come through the back door. And I was crying and she said, who died? And I said, I did just a few minutes ago. I died to the love and lust of sin. But was raised to walk in the newness of life. And folks, when God does a good work for you, yeah, there's a work in this. The Bible says that faith without works is dead. Yeah. There's a work to this. What are you supposed to do? Go home and tell your friends the good things that God has done for you. And put your light upon the candlestick. What's the candlestick? The candlestick is a church. So that you might give light to the whole house, to the whole world, your family members, your babies, your uncles, your aunts. Brother Danny Dixon told a fellow one time, he said, you better get out of the door. He said, finally that brother joined the church. And when he did, it's about three or four of his family members joined. Sometimes we've got to get out of the way, Brother Lon.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
Set an example. You brothers sing. But folks, I don't know what kind of condition you're in.